Hi everyone, Sane Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lily, and here is what she has to say. Hi Sane Maid, I have a new topic for you and I hope you find it interesting. In response to the video titled, All Women Think About Is Men, in it you said that men can love women unconditionally. This has not been my observation. What I see is that men fall in love with women based on their youth, beauty, and their willingness to be submissive. I also see that men don't care if a woman is materialistic so long as she's young and beautiful enough. Men don't normally fall in love with women in their 60s. She is still a woman, isn't she? And if men are capable of loving unconditionally, why isn't any man falling in love with a 60-year-old woman? Average-looking, materialistic one. I've also noticed that men love women so long as they behave and are somewhat submissive to them, and they lose that love as soon as she starts to behave differently. How is that unconditional love? I believe that women know that men don't and never will love them unconditionally. And that's why they get plastic surgery, wear makeup, and are terrified of old age. When it comes to the female chameleon, I believe that us women mirror men's desired woman to get love from them, because we know that men don't fall in love with a real woman. Maybe in reality we're not that adorable. Plus, most of the feelings men have for women are sexual. If the sexual desire is intense enough, men tend to lose their minds and think that they're in love. You might say that not all men are like that. Even if that's true, a large number of men are, and it's hard to ignore. At least that's how it appears to me. As a woman, I know the intense desire that women have to be loved and adored by men. Maybe it's a curse. If us women don't get love from men, even if that love is conditional, we will feel empty inside. And the one thing that can fill that void is having children. Can you please elaborate on men's unconditional love for women? Kind regards, Lily. Well, Lily, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a second. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to Women Don't Understand Love, Clown World Show. Lily, you say that if a woman is hot enough, a man will lose his mind. You're absolutely right. That's what love is. Male mating insanity. I know I lose mine regardless of how conventionally attractive a woman is, and that's why I choose to stay single. Love makes me and many men crazy. I'm glad you're being honest that if you don't receive the love from a man, that you'll feel empty on the inside, and the only thing that'll fill that void is a child. Finally, some honesty from a female. To be in love, a man empties his mind so that a woman's self-confidence and ego can be boosted. No thank you. Lily, why do I get the feeling that you're just trying to generalize men? Maybe you're just dating men out there that are out of your league, and you're just practice for them. Also, your idea that a man can't fall in love with a 60-year-old woman is kind of laughable. I've met successful millionaires in their 60s that have also fallen in love with women at that age. One of the reasons these men fell in love with these women was because these women were quiet, unlike the loudmouths they were there with before them. But just because a woman is quiet doesn't mean that she's submissive. It means she's willing to allow the man to believe that he's the leader and take charge. A male slave that believes he's free is a far more productive and happy slave. The condition for a man like that loving a woman is that she's not a loudmouth and abusive. When you say that men don't love unconditionally, are you saying that men aren't allowed to have standards? Are we supposed to take verbal and emotional abuse and love a woman like that? I don't think so. Because to love someone, you need to first know how to love yourself. If you love yourself, you'll never be with a woman like that to begin with. These older men that I met were on their second or third marriage long after the age for a baby carriage. Of course, the women that they were with were usually looking for a decade or two before they found such men. Men like that are hard to find, but they are out there. Usually women identify them and scoop them up the moment they get divorced or their wife dies. Sometimes such women might nudge guys like that to leave their wives in the first place, constantly talking about how horribly they're being treated. Only the women that have nothing to offer besides their looks are terrified of old age. The ones that know their worth will always be wanted. Women mirror a man because they're trying to get the man to fall in love with himself, not actually fall in love with who they are as a woman. It's pathetic. I've never wanted a submissive woman before. I was always about equality. In my first adult relationship, I was with a woman that went from being my equal, and we made decisions together, to eventually her bossing me around. So I just left. When men such as myself that are willing to commit and work hard for the women I love, and treat her with respect, And then she turns around and slowly begins being disrespectful. I lead women entirely. It's women's loss and not mine. That woman I spoke about, she almost never wore makeup. Maybe 5 times in the 5 years I was with her. She was also overweight, but I loved her until she turned into Mrs. Bossy Boots. I drank the Equality Kool-Aid a long time ago. And maybe you're an older woman, Lily, in your 50s and 60s, and older men expect a submissive woman because they were raised in the 1960s on Clint Eastwood cowboy movies or something. After I left that bossy woman for my own mental health, I was heartbroken. I didn't actually want to leave her, but 3 to 4 years later, I would still randomly start bawling my eyes out after leaving Miss Bossy Boots. Imagine having to make the choice of leaving the one you love, because if you didn't, it would destroy you psychologically. Lily, again, you asked the question, can you love a woman for more than what she looks like, instead of who she is? For me, the answer is yes. But there have to be conditions on that love. Not to feel it, but to know when to walk away from it. I honestly don't want to be in love ever again. The last few women I fell in love with, it was based on the woman's ability to be equal or outdo me. Ironically, such women expect submissiveness in men instead. But as I said, I'm a diehard for equality. Equality means being able to pull your weight. There's a woman in her mid-40s that works harder than me 60 hours a week on her YouTube channel. Her name is Wonder Hussy. She doesn't always make her videos with makeup, and she doesn't care about getting plastic surgery, and jokes about being one of the few women that lived in Las Vegas that didn't get a boob job. I work on this channel 45 hours a week for 8 years, and she's been working 60 hours a week on hers for the last 3 to 4 years. I don't think there's anything wrong with having certain conditions placed on being with someone when falling in love with them, besides perhaps not being emotionally, mentally, or physically abused. In the future, I would prefer a hardworking woman, if I ever date again, that's too busy working on her own things instead of smothering me. A woman that's quiet as well. Not submissive, but that doesn't talk if there is nothing to talk about, except using me as an emotional tampon. For all I care, she could go out and use a beta male sim for that. I would put these conditions on love because when I was younger and had truly unconditional love in my teens and early 20s, I suffered because of it. Women are also conditional when it comes to relationships, and want a man that's 6 feet tall, earns 6 figures, and has at least a 6-inch pecker. Women are the far pickier half of the species, so it's kind of laughable that you attack us for being picky as to who we love in relationships, trying to get us to second guess if we love women unconditionally or not. The second video I ever made on this channel was called Women Are Incapable of Love, and Capable of Loving Men the Way That We Love Women. You are constantly asking us if we love you or not in a relationship, because if you knew what love is, then you would know that we do. Instead, you drive us crazy because of your insecurities. Women don't go around asking their children if they love them for what seems to be like every day or two. You're asking us to love you, but by constantly asking us if we love you, you're risking the loss of the very love that you crave. The women that understand this and get out of the way of the man that loves them will do the best in life. As for men generally wanting to be with women that are 35 and under and still fertile, of course youth is a preference. It comes down to reproduction. Most men, unless they're older and have already had their children, are not going to get together with a 60-year-old woman. It means a genetic dead end. Lily, it's like you're saying that men that love women conditionally have standards, and that men shouldn't have standards. Only women. That if you don't feel loved by a man, that you feel empty. But it's usually fat, unattractive feminists that are trying to shame men for not dating fat women or women that they generally don't find attractive. That's all you're really doing, shaming the men out there that have standards for what types of women they're willing to be with. In my imagination, I can see a sneaky smile on your face and your mind the moment you heard me say that. You know exactly what you're doing. You also mentioned that 60-year-old guys don't want to fall in love with 60-year-old women that are materialistic. Maybe have some sympathy for such men. Maybe they went through a terrible divorce where they lost 60 to 70% of their wealth to their ex-wife. Now you're expecting them to fall for an average-looking materialistic woman in their 60s that's going to clean out the remainder of their now small savings and retirement money. The younger the man is, the more he can afford to love unconditionally. But as he gets older, there's nothing wrong with having standards and knowing what he wants. Women are said to be empowered and smart for doing so, but they want to shame us men for not simping to any and all succubuses that are out there. Lily, perhaps the experience you have out there with men is that the ones that you want to love you have standards that probably prevent them from loving you. Maybe the fault is not with men, but with you, because the men you desire won't accept you just the way you are. Maybe date men that are in your lower range and you'll feel loved. But if you do, then you might feel unattracted to such guys that want you. What a dilemma. But on the issue of unconditional love, Lily, I guess you're right, because most men can't love women if they have self-respect. Only the ones that are still young, dumb, and full of cum can do that for a while. But once they recognize that they've got a beast between the bed sheets, the love is gone. Why not just have a baby as a single mother to replace the love that you want from a man and live your life as a strong, independent woman instead? Hurry, hurry, because I hear there's a sperm bank shortage out there. There are men out there that will love you unconditionally, but they'll probably be unattractive and stupid. So what you're saying is that you have high standards and none of the men you've run into yet is willing to be treated like a doormat and love a woman that abuses him back. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way it seems to me. The smart women keep covert power while outwardly they appear to be submissive. Lily, maybe you haven't learned to do that yet. When you said that women don't normally fall in love with 60-year-old women, you age-shame them by asking the question if they are even women. One day you'll be just as old as them, and I'm sure you won't appreciate it if people question your sex or gender at that age. In some ways, women are more womanly at that age, i.e. they are needier and more demanding of men's attention. And many don't hide their nasty side anymore because they're bitter that they didn't get what they wanted from life. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lily for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Lily's hopes and dreams have been smashed because she probably can't control a man through unconditional love. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men in unconditionally love land whales and worship at their cankles away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.